Come on, give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The walk, amen, praise God, of Satan. We, amen, really don't need, amen, praise God, to, amen, praise God, be informed, as it were, that, amen, praise God, the enemy is walking amongst us. Can we say amen? So I tell your neighbor, praise God, that, amen, you know that the devil, amen, is walking. Amen, praise God. He has declared it before very God himself, that he is going to and fro in the earth, that he's walking up and down, amen, praise God, in this world. We, praise God, need to understand, praise God, that the devil doesn't take strolls. Not just strolling along. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And the devil is not, amen, wandering, amen, as he is walking. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is not, amen, praise God, the idea, amen, praise God, of a casual walking about. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But the enemy, praise God, as he is walking about, has a purpose as he is walking. Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen. Praise God. The purpose of the enemy, amen, is stated over and over again in the word of God. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Can we say amen? Amen. Praise God. And understand, praise God, that nine times out of ten, my words, hallelujah, praise God, that the devil ain't gonna jump on you when he see you and try to destroy you. Amen, praise God. It's, tell your neighbor, it don't quite work like that. Amen, praise God. But we are, amen, as the people of God, amen, to be aware and to be knowledgeable, praise God, that the devil, amen, praise God, is walking around us. He's walking about us. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. He is, amen, praise God, amen, walking not aimlessly, but he's walking, praise God, with a, amen, praise God, a purpose. And so, praise God, if we know the enemy, amen, is walking, amen, praise God, and he's looking, hallelujah, at us, amen, praise God, we are to always understand that God wants us to be aware. Amen, praise God, just because we are baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost and tongue talking, can you say amen? It doesn't mean that the enemy will skip over you and try to get somebody else. Tell your neighbor, praise God, you, amen, praise God, are the favorite dish on the menu. You ought to give God a praise. Can you say amen, praise God? He, amen, praise God, is walking. That is, the enemy is walking with a purpose. Amen. The Bible declares that he is seeking, amen, whom he may devour. Tell your neighbor, praise God, amen. The enemy, praise God, amen, is looking for particulars. Tell your neighbor, amen. Some, praise God, he ain't looking for, amen, praise God, but some he's looking for. Can you say amen? But amen, God warns us all, hallelujah, praise God, to be vigilant and to be, amen, sober. Can you say amen? Because your adversary, tell your neighbor, the devil is your adversary. Amen. He means nothing good for you. Amen. He has no desire, praise God, for your good or your well-being. Amen. Praise God. He has one purpose for you in mind. He wants to kill you. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He wants to, amen, destroy you. He wants to pull you down under his feet. And he's walking. Can you say amen? And he is looking. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Understand. understand, amen, as the people of God, hallelujah, praise God, that God wants us, amen, praise God, not to allow the cares of this life distract us from the fact that the enemy is out to get us. I don't care if you did just get blessed on your job. Keep your eyes open, amen, for the enemy. I don't care if you are walking away from a victory in God. Amen. God just caused you to triumph. You just prevail. You just won a victory. Don't stop looking. Can you say amen? Don't allow, praise God, amen, your obligations and the cares of this life, hallelujah, to distract, amen, you and cause you not, amen, praise God, to be mindful of the enemy that is walking all around us. Yes, your neighborhood is not safe. Can you say amen? He, amen, praise God, walks in affluent neighborhoods as well as in the poor. Can you say amen? It doesn't matter, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God, how high your house may be on top of the hill. Amen. The devil will walk by. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen. He's busy in his walk. And praise God, as he is walking, hallelujah, praise God, he is on the mission, hallelujah, to identify somebody. Can you say amen? And because, amen, praise God, amen, he's on the mission to identify somebody, that is, amen, to spot and to lay eyes on one particular. Can you say amen? We are to appreciate that, amen, sometimes, amen, he's walking, and sometimes he's stalking. Tell your neighbor, can you say amen? Sometimes he's walking, but there are other times when he is stalking. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. When he's walking, hallelujah, praise God, he has not yet identified who it is that he wants to stalk. Can you say amen? So he's just moving around looking for signs. Can you say amen? Of weakness. Can you say amen? He's just moving around looking, praise God, hallelujah, for signs of uncommittedness. Signs, praise God, amen, praise God, that will let him know this is one, amen, praise God, that, amen, you can start. And so, praise God, when we understand that sometimes the enemy is walking and sometimes he's stalking, amen, praise God, we understand, praise God, that our ministry when he's walking and our ministry when he's stalking is different. It is. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, there's one ministry, amen, praise God, against the enemy when he's just walking. There's another ministry, amen, praise God, against the enemy, hallelujah, when he's stalking. But amen, walking or stalking, we've got to be able to identify the enemy. Ask your neighbor, can you spot the devil? Lord have mercy. I tell your neighbor, can you spot the devil? Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes, hallelujah, we look at shortcomings in people. Can you say amen? Sometimes we look at faults in people. Can you say amen? But I want you to realize you often see what you look for. Can you say amen?
tell you, amen. Hallelujah. God ain't telling you to watch for shortcoming in people. He ain't telling you, amen, praise God, to watch for. Can you say amen? What he's telling you is to watch out for the devil. Can you say amen? I tell your neighbor, praise God. Hallelujah. The camera, amen, praise God, lens has a field of focus. Can you say amen? You know the old thing we used to do, put your two fingers in front of your eyes and focus on something else, and it'll look like your amen fingers are floating in the middle. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you have to focus on the fingers to see that they are two separate fingers. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. What are you telling me, elder? I'm telling you, praise God, it matters where our focus is. Can you say amen? If we focus in the wrong area, you're going to get wrong, amen, feedback. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. When there is a proper focus, amen, praise God, one thing, amen, is clear, and the other is in the background. We see it. Can you say amen? We're cognizant of it. Amen. It may be in our peripheral vision, but we are not, amen, focused on it. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, to be able to spot the devil, amen, we got to know how the devil works. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, amen, praise God, you ain't going to see the devil looking at folk. Can you say amen? You see the result of what he did sometimes, but you ain't going to see him. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, but God wants us to be able, hallelujah, to focus on the enemy of our soul. And so, praise God, when you spot him, can you say amen? You're going to spot him walking or stalking. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, hallelujah, how you know who he's stalking. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, the one that the enemy will be stalking is the one that's confused and discouraged. Can you say amen? Got their head hung down. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Or not, amen, praise God, keeping in fellowship or withdrawing and drawing back. Can you say amen? Amen. They ain't praying like they ought to be praying. They ain't reading their word like they ought to be reading their word. Can you say amen? And so, amen, the enemy comes by, see your Bible on the shelf all week long. Can you say amen? You don't pray in the bathroom. You don't pray in the bedroom. You don't pray in the kitchen. Can you say amen? You don't pray on the way to work. You don't pray when you get home. Tell your neighbor, the devil's walking. Can you say amen? He's looking. Can you say amen? Okay. They got the Bible on the shelf, and they ain't got no time to pray. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. A lot of stuff that I, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, am weary of, whether they know or not. I got to find out, amen, where they are. Can you say amen? Sometimes the enemy just come in your mind. Hello, somebody. He don't do like he did with Eve and come out in the open, but he whispered in your mind. Yeah, have God said you gotta love your enemy? Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And amen, sometimes we want to answer. Yeah, we want to love them that do us good and love them that do us all right. But what about our enemy? The one that hurt you? Can you embrace them? Can you draw them to your bosom? Can you say amen? And so the enemy is walking. Can you say amen? And when he sees the one confused, when he sees the one despondent, when he sees the one with their head hung down, when he sees the one withdrawing from fellowship, fellowship, withdrawing, amen, from reading and praying in the Word of God. When he sees that one falling behind, he tries to add to, amen, their discouragement. If you discourage, the devil want to make you more. Can you say amen? If you ain't half reading, he gonna give you some more reading, amen, some more reason not to read, so you won't be reading at all. Can you say amen? He wants your head up out of that book. He don't want you to hear what God has to say. He don't want you to be able to line the word up, precept on precept, and line on line. He wants you to be confused at what God has saying. He adds to your misery.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Yes,
and if you, amen, having a hard time to get there because your mental blocks are in the way to the worship and the praise and the giving of God glory, he want to add to that.
Lord, yeah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. If you're worried about a little bit, he'll try to give you a little bit more to worry about. Can you say amen?
Amen?
If your light ain't shining too bright, you want to cover up what is shining. Can you say amen? In other words, praise God, when we are in that condition, the enemy sees us. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, and when he spots a victim or a potential victim, amen, he starts walking and he starts stalking. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the songwriter said, amen, the devil's on my track and he's trying to turn me back. Can you say amen? Amen. Make no mistake about it. Hallelujah. The enemy will get on your track. He will try to turn you back. Can you say amen? You praise God. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes, hallelujah, may not be aware that just because you ain't looking, amen, don't mean the devil ain't looking. Can you say amen? Amen. Sometime you got to watch and pray. Oh, Lord, tell your neighbor, when we watch and pray, sometime we do it at the same time. Sometime we pray with our eyes open. Can you say amen? Amen. Are y'all here today? That's sometime. When we watch and pray, it's because we have watched that we do pray. Can you say amen? Because I saw this and I saw that, and I need to get on my knee and give God, amen, some prayer. Can you say amen? Sometimes, amen, praise God, we are praying because we've been watching. Can you say amen? And sometimes we're watching because we've been praying. Can you say amen? But in any regard, hallelujah, the enemy, amen, praise God, will be on, amen, the place of stalking. Amen. He ain't walking now. He got the victim, amen, in his view. He want to bring you down a little bit lower. He don't want to raise your head, you to raise your head in praise or in thanksgiving under God. But can you spot the enemy? Can you say amen? Can you see him stalking your brother or your sister? Can you say amen? Not looking at your brother or your sister, but see that the enemy, amen, is stalking them. Can you say amen? When the enemy, hallelujah, is stalking, amen, there's one ministry. As I told you before, when the enemy is walking, there's another ministry. As I told you before, can you say amen? When you see the devil walking, can you say amen? In other words, church. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy is looking for a victim. What is our ministry when we're able to see the devil walking? We are the war. We are the war. Our sister. Can you say amen? Be careful. The devil's out to get you. Take a warning. Amen. I saw the enemy sizing you up and sizing you down. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor there is a ministry of warning. When we see the enemy walking back and forth, up and down, tell your neighbor, don't hold your peace, but sound the alarm. Lord have mercy. Tell your neighbor, sound the alarm. But we need more love. Sound the alarm. But we need more peace. Sound the alarm. But we need to be more long suffering. Because when we are not understand that the enemy is walking. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor that's what we do when the enemy, amen, is walking. But when the enemy has got the target, when the enemy is stalking, can you say amen? It ain't no need of sounding the alarm. Tell your neighbor there's a different ministry required. When the enemy is talking, you gotta find that one that is weak and that is falling back. Can you say amen? And you gotta surround that one. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen. We don't surround them in condemnation, but rather we surround them in the love of God. Tell your neighbor, I know you're going through, but keep on giving God a praise. I know it ain't easy, but hold on. You ain't done changed it. I know you don't feel like it all the time, but nevertheless, magnify the God of your help. You gotta keep up. Can you say amen? Don't fall behind, cause the devil is stalking. So surround them with love and encourage them. Can you say amen? Every now and then you gotta lift up their hand. Can you say amen? Every now and then you gotta tell them, I'm here to help you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, by this will all men know that you are the disciples of the Lord. When you got love one toward another, tell your neighbor, you ain't gotta fight this battle all by yourself. I am also the redeemer of the Lord, and I'm here to tell you one little thing about me. But when you join with me, we can put 10,000 tonight. Tell your neighbor, I dare you to get on one accord. Stand shoulder to shoulder with the redeemer of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, shoulder to shoulder, back to back. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the circle that we form against the stalking of the enemy, amen, praise God, is one of praise and a thanksgiving. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, in the house of God, the right hand of God exalt. Tell your neighbor, we praise him when ain't nobody else giving him the glory. We praise him on a daily basis. We magnify our God. I don't matter how I feel in my natural. Amen. There's something going on in my spirit. Can you say amen? I heard Jeremiah say it's like fire. It's shut up in my bones. When you think, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done, has he done anything for you? Hallelujah. Think about what he already has done. And ask yourself, is my God worthy of my praise? And the answer will be, yes, he is. In my mind, I'm gonna lift up a praise unto God. Lord have mercy. I heard God tell, amen, the Israelite army, when you hear the movie in the world tree, can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, sometime you gotta wait till you hear the movie in the myrtle trees. Can you say amen? What does it mean? It means God done gone out in front of you. Tell your neighbor some battles. Amen. You want God to go out in front of you. Can you say amen? I know he always will be with you, but sometimes you want him to go in front. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, go in front. Let God go in front. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the advance of God means that everything behind him is victory. Tell your neighbor, if God went first, amen, and I come behind God, he's already triumphed. He's already prevailed. He's already gotten the victory. And all I gotta do, amen, is shout, say to Jesus, anybody ever, hallelujah, follow God, and find out when you got there, the battle had already been won. When you got there, God had already made a way out of no way. When you arrived, there wasn't nothing left for you to do. Understand and tell God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for another victory in my life. Anybody got a thank you for God? Can you say amen? Those that know God will stand together. Can you say amen? Those that love God will stand together. When the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the redeemed of the Lord, they will say so. Somebody shout, I want to do. Can you say amen? guess what? I found out who I am. Tell your neighbor, will prosper. I found out that I am more than a conqueror through him who hath loved me. I found out that the righteous will go down seven times, but every time he go down, he rise back up again. Tell your neighbor, tell your neighbor, the devil might put you down. Can you say amen? To be separated. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. When you get discouraged, fall behind and all by yourself. That's when you're going to kill. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That's when he's going to kill. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen. Killing you, he's going to eat you up. He'll devour. Can you say amen? That's why he's out there. He's seeking whom he may devour. But just be aware. Amen. Praise God. And when he lock in on his target. Amen. Praise God. When he's talking. Amen. Praise God. You need help. You need the children of God to surround you in love. Can you say that? Amen. Praise God. You need those people that are in love with God. Amen. To stand beside you. Amen. Praise God. And put their backs. Amen. Praise God. In a circle around you. And tell the devil, this is ours. Can't have this. Can you say amen? This is ours. Amen. This is redeemed by God. This is ours. This belongs to the people of God. This is ours. Thank you, Jesus. So it is, praise God, as I get ready to leave. Amen, praise God. Too many times we're not able to fight the devil. And you're saying that. I see me, I see you, I see him, I see them. But I don't see them.
I'm telling you.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. I don't see the enemy. Amen. But we've got to be able to see the enemy. Amen. So, amen. Praise God. Ask God to help me. Ask God to help you. Ask God to help us to identify the enemy. Can you say that? Because the enemy wants you separated. The enemy wants you divided. The enemy wants you to walk past. The one that's lagging behind. The enemy wants you to leave behind. Why? Because he want to kill him. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen, pray God. The ones that fall behind, the enemy wants you to fall behind. Why? Because he wants to kill them. But us, the people of God. Amen, praise God. We're not ignorant of his devices. We know what they do. So we encourage. Can you say amen? We pray. Amen. Praise God. We seek God's help. Can you say amen? And those that are the victim. Amen. Praise God. When they put their arm around you,
Don't throw their arm off. That's your help. That's your deliverance. Amen. Praise God. When they give you a word of encouragement, amen. Praise God. It's not a word of condemnation. Can you say amen? Amen. And if it is, we need to learn to encourage and not to condemn. Can you say amen? Because today is me. Tomorrow is me. Can you say amen? Praise God. And you ain't going to want to be left behind to the enemy, because his plan is to kill. And like I said, when he kill you, he gonna eat you up to devour you. Amen. Praise God. It's sad. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. When, amen. Praise God. As a child of God, amen. Praise God. You, amen, come to the place where you were lured and when you began. Can you say amen? But we don't want to fall back. We want to go higher in the Lord. And you're only going to go higher with the help of your brothers and sisters. Tell your neighbor, you can't do it on your own. God didn't make it like that. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He didn't make it like that. He wants us, amen, praise God, to be able to rely on one another. The songwriter said, I'm closing. The songwriter said, I need you, and you need me. And you say amen. And so then, praise God, we, amen, must come to realize that no one, amen, praise God, is, amen, praise God, to be excluded. Amen. Don't write them off. Can you say amen? People won't always come and sit in their place, but always provide a place.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And you say they won't come and stand in their place, but always provide a place. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. They won't come, amen, praise God, always and follow to do what God would have to be done. Can you say amen? But when they do come,
amen.
Can you say amen? Don't, amen, praise God, say, well, it's the 11th hour of the day. Ain't but one more hour to work. Why are you here now? Can you say thank you? Why are you showing up now? And you say, but we are not to have the attitude. Can you say amen? Even though you have borne the heat of the day, you've labored, you've worked, you've borne the heat of the day, there is joy in labor in the vineyard. Can you say amen? Amen? And so then it's more than just the pay at the end. It's the joy going through.
Yes, Lord.
But tell your neighbor, it's more than just the pay at the end.
More than just the pay at the end.
It's the joy going through. So we've got to be able to find joy while we go through. We've got to be able to find joy. Amen. Praise God. In the worst of circumstances, that there's still a reason for me to give God the glory and to give him the praise. Amen. Praise God. Don't fall back. Keep up. Continue to read your Bible. Don't fall back. Keep up. Continue to pray. Don't fall back. Keep up. When things get to be overwhelming, you got too many things.
Oh, have mercy.
When things get to be overwhelming, you got too many things. Can you say amen? And so then, praise God, if they're getting up over your head, you got to cut back. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Because things, amen, praise God, are to be used, and they are not to control. Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor, I'm going to use my stuff. But my stuff ain't going to control
me. Amen.
Can you say amen? I'm going to use my money. I'm going to use my car. I'm going to use my house. I'm going to use whatever. God has blessed me to receive. But it's not going to control me.
Amen. Amen.
You say amen. And so when things start to be overwhelming,
absolutely,
do the examination. Some of the stuff got to go. Can you say
amen?
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. When things, I'm leaving, but when things crowd out your prayer time, you got too many. When things push aside your Bible, because Bible over there on the shelf because of things, can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Then you got too many. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. When things, amen, praise God, begin to dictate, I gotta do this and I gotta do that and I gotta do this and I gotta do that. Amen. Praise God. The first I got to do is serve God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
My God.
Fear God.
That's it.
Keep His commandments.
The whole duty.
For this is the whole duty of man.
Scripture.
Can you say amen?
Praise
tell your neighbor, praise God. Things, amen, praise
hallelujah.
God, are to be used. So don't run after them. Can you say amen? Seek first the kingdom.
Yeah.
And His righteousness.
Amen.
And God will give you the things you need.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you don't need everything.
I'm telling you.
You just don't need everything.
You sure don't.
You got 9 TVs.
Uh-oh.
You sure
uh-oh.
Don't.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Help, Lord.
You don't need everything.
You sure
don't.
Amen.
Amen. You sure don't. Amen. Clothes and shoes.
Yeah.
And watches.
You sure don't.
I'm guilty, man. I know what I'm talking
about. Right.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Wear those shoes that you ain't worn 2 years, 3 years.
That pants.
Oh, Lord, help me. But understand, amen. Say, don't allow those to take priority.
Amen.
For the devil is walking.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And we want to make sure. And when He walks yes. by us, He keeps
walking.
Walking.
My God.
Come on.